This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
A very good Erev Shabbos, everyone. First of all, let me tell my YouTube watchers that for some reason the Baloiska Gems got on it a day later, but it is there, and also for the Shabbos Day of Baloiskas as well, but the huge Baloiska Gems is there now on YouTube, so you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it even after Shabbos. We continue our journey through this very foreign Masechtas Kelim, as we learn in the 8th Perek Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes, sponsored by the Fisher family. We learn Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbisham Ben Abraham Alevi Peru Bas Ruvain. We learn the Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lufu Shalem Fel Yom Eishmei Chai Sar Yaakov Ben Basi Leah for the Schus of Avram and Yom Ben Shmei Yamal Yudis and family by Yol Klugman and family, the Rufu Shalem Fervig Dariah Ben Rifkin the Bas Chai Sar Yitzhak Ben Sim Ben Dusha Rifka Bashi Raleah Chana Basha Shemina Dvar Basha Shabina Chayesar Basha Shabina Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadl Meir Ben Chayesar. They should have a Rufu Shalema B'Seich Shar Chayli Yisrael. So here we find an area bigger than the vent hole. There was an area on the bottom of the oven where they put the wood in, an opening. So Nimtza Mekayim Anochas Ha'etzim, if you find the sheretz in the place where they put the wood, Rabbi Yudaim here, even if it's in the thickness of the wall of the opening, from the outer edge within, tamei, the oven is tamei. The chachamim ayim, no. Misafa pnimis, again, like the vent hole, what's in the thickness of the wall does not contaminate the oven. So misafa pnimis v'lechot star. Rabbi Yaisi says, we're talking about a stove. And even if the sheretz is in the oven, but it's not in the area which is under the pot, it's not tamei. Rabbi Yaisi, I remember, keneged svisas akadeiru lefnim, if it's opposite the area where you put the pot, remember there's two holes on the top of the stove, if it's an opposite the area where you put the pot, it's tamei, mekneged svisas akadeiru lechutz tar. Now, the area in the bathhouse where they boiled the water, there was like a hollow chair attached to that area where they boiled the water. Nimtza mekayim yeshivas amalon. If you found the sheretz under the chair of the bathhouse attendant, mekayim yeshivas atzava, there was such a chair attached to the dyer's vat, or mekayim yeshivas shel sholkei zeisim, or those that boiled olives, tar, because that's not considered part of the vat. Ain tamei elamina stima ulifnim. This is like Rabbi Yaisi. It's only tamei from the area of where you put the pot and within. Now, bar a hole in the ground which is coated with clay, sheyesh by base svisa, that has an area where you could put a pot on top of the hole, that's considered a bona fide oven, and tamei, if you dangle the sheretz in that pit, it's tamei. V'shel oisei zechuchas, even if it's a pit where they make glass, but since sometimes they put a pot on it with food, im yesh bo beis svisa, if it has a place to put a pot on it, tamei. However, kifshin shel siodin, a furnace for lime, v'shel zagogim, or for glass, v'shel yoitzim, or for potters, so it's too hot to use for food, tahir, it's tahar. Purna. Now, purna is an oven with an opening on the side. Now, and the bread is baked on the floor. Remember we said in Talmudic times they usually bake the bread on the side of the oven. But in the purna, they bake the bread on the floor. And since you don't bake it in contact with the oven, so then it depends. Im yesh lo lizbeis, if it has a rim, so the bread also sits on the rim, then tameya. And now the Gemara uses different lashonis for a rim. Rabbi Yehuda im yesh lo istegiyos, Rabbi Gamliel im yesh lo sefoyos, a lip. But basically, if it just sits on the floor, it would be tar. But if it sits also on the lip, then the oven would be tamei because it sits on the oven as well. Okay, we want to really thank you for joining us. And again, if you would like to sponsor a share, and we ask people, to take a turn, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. That's 718-916-3100. Thank you for joining us, and have a truly wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.